It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Well, good Wednesday to you. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so thankful that you joined me today. We're continuing today on our series entitled Problems and Promises. Last week, we spoke about the problems, and I'm so glad we get to the promises this week. We've talked about God's promise of presence. My favorite promise he ever gave is, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. That promise of God's presence, that he's with us right now, in the here and now, and whatever you're going through. And then yesterday we spoke about his promise of provision. He's promised to meet all of our needs. And he does that, friend. And today we move on to another one that we all long for, and that's God's promise of peace. We live in a time where there's war, where there's turmoil around the globe, and everybody is crying, peace, peace, peace. If there was ever a time that this world needed peace, it's right now. You turn on the news, you scroll on your phone, you walk through a hospital waiting room, you're going to see hearts troubled and minds racing. But Jesus said something that cuts through the noise. He said this in John 14, in verse 27, to his disciples. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." See, friend, real peace isn't found in just the absence of trouble. It's found in the presence of Christ. The world offers a temporary peace. It's a counterfeit peace. And that it's the kind that depends on your circumstances. If your bank account is full, you feel peace. If the doctor gives you good news, you walk away with peace. If relationships are all running smooth, you feel peace. But the moment something shakes, that peace vanishes. But Jesus offers a different kind of peace. A peace that stays steady. It's with you, even when everything else around you is shaking. And that's why he called it my peace. It's not something he hands you and then he walks away. It's something he shares from within himself. By having Jesus, Yeshua, you have shalom. You have his kind of peace. The peace of Christ is not fragile. It's fortified on the promises of God. In Mark chapter 4, the disciples were all in a boat on the Sea of Galilee. Oh, I look forward to going back. Soon and very soon, we're going to take another trip to the land of Israel. And I love getting on the boat. My friend Daniel is the boat captain, and we go out on the Sea of Galilee. And this time, a storm rose up in Mark 4, and waves crashed against the boat. Water began to fill the boat, and all the disciples were in a panic. And Jesus was asleep on a pillow. And they woke him, and they cried, "Master, don't you care that we're drowning?" And he stood, and he just said three words that still echo today. He said, "Peace, be still." Shalom is the word in Hebrew. And the wind obeyed. Can you imagine the disciples? They've walked with him now for some time, but all of a sudden they see that he's even Lord over nature. The wind obeyed him. He spoke to the storm around them after he calmed the storm within them. Because see, first he had to calm them and let them know everything's going to be all right because you got Jesus in the boat. See, real peace starts on the inside. You can have a storm around you. You can have your whole family in an uproar. And you can still sleep through it when you know who's in your boat. See, peace is not a feeling that you achieve. It's a person that you know. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, it calls Jesus the Prince of Peace. That means peace isn't something he delivers like a package. It's something he embodies. And when you invite him into your life, you invite peace in. And in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, it says this, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." I always remember this verse. Years ago, Dr. Ed Cole, he taught a principle, and this was the principle. Let peace be the umpire in your life for making decisions. Let it umpire and decide what stays and what goes. If something steals your peace, it probably does not belong in your life. If there are friends who are always keeping you in an uproar, you probably have the wrong friend. In Philippians 4 and verse 7, it promises this, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. That means it's bigger than your logic. You won't figure out the peace of God. It's beyond your imagination. Because even when a situation makes no sense, God gives you peace. You've seen people like that, a believer walking through grief and they have this calm, a presence over them, a family in crisis, but they're still smiling with faith. They're not denying the pain. They've just met a peace stronger than pain. When you stop trying to understand everything, friend, and you start trusting God with everything, peace moves in and worry has to move out. Oh, I believe I'm speaking to someone today. You've been so upset over your circumstances, and God wants you to hand those circumstances over to Him today and trust Him with whatever it is you're going through. You know, in Judges chapter 6, Israel was oppressed and they were afraid. Gideon was hiding in a wine press when God appeared to him. And I love the fact that here he was hiding and God called him Mighty Warrior. Gideon didn't feel peaceful. He felt panicked. But after encountering God, you know what he did? He built an altar and he named it Jehovah Shalom. In Hebrew, that means the Lord is peace. Notice he didn't say God gives peace. He said God is peace. See, when you know who He is, you stop letting the circumstances dictate how you feel. I have visited members of my church who have been diagnosed with cancer again and again. I remember a woman in my church smiling when I walked in, and I asked, "How are you so peaceful?" And she said, "Keith, I know who walks with me into that surgery room. And if he takes me home, I win. If he heals me, I win." That's the kind of peace you can't buy. You can't fake it, and you can't shake it. Because the world didn't give it to you, and the world can't take it away. Peace is a gift, but it must be guarded. You got to protect that peace, or the world will steal it away from you. Let me give you three ways to protect that peace. Number one, guard your thoughts. Isaiah 26 in verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." So peace starts in the mind. So begin to think more of the scriptures. Dive into God's word and dwell on what God says rather than what social media says or the news says. And then secondly, guard your words. Speak peace instead of panic. What you say sets the temperature of your heart. My friend, words are so important because words can set the atmosphere. And sometimes we're so busy talking the problem, we're talking about what could possibly happen instead of what God promises in His Word. I believe it grieves God's heart when we're constantly talking out of fear. Go to His Word and begin to speak His promise instead of speaking the problem. And then thirdly, guard your relationships. Man, I just read the book of Job, and man, Job's friends were so negative to him. They said, "Job, you must have sinned. You must have brought this on yourself." See, there are some people who just stir drama. But then I know others who stir faith. Those are the people I want to be around. Stay close to those people who build peace inside of you. Jesus said this in Matthew 5:9. He said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." He didn't say peacekeepers, people who avoid conflict, but he said peacemakers, people who bring heaven's peace into conflict. When you walk into a room, the temperature should change. The Holy Spirit within you makes you like a portable air conditioner and brings a sanctuary of peace in whatever situation God brings you into. Sometimes I just find myself in a situation where I know God has put me there to minister to somebody whose faith is shaken, and they need to hear a word from God. And wherever you go, friend, carry calm instead of chaos. Now let's slow down for a minute, and I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to think about all the things this week that have stolen peace from your life. Maybe it's a news report. I've got where I turn off the news. I'm tired of hearing all the negative. Maybe it's a phone call from the doctor. Maybe it's an argument that you had with a spouse or your children or a family member. Maybe it's a bill that you feel you can't pay. Now I want you to see yourself placing each of those things in the hand of Jesus and just hear him say, "Peace be still." Let him calm the storm in your mind, just like he spoke to the winds when the disciples were in the boat. Because he's there, friend. He's with you. He's living inside of you. The Holy Spirit resides inside of every believer. And he told us, Paul did in Philippians 4:6, he said, "In everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God," and listen to what he says, "and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds." In everything, in what you're going through right now, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. What does that mean, Keith? It means as I come to God in prayer today, and I'm going to give him the petition, and he wants to hear what you need. He really does. He taught us to pray that. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread." God wants to know your needs. And then the Bible says, with thanksgiving. Take time out to thank God for what he did yesterday. Take time out to thank God for what he's done throughout your life. And present your request to God. And then what happens? Oh, then the peace of God is going to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Peace doesn't come from having answers, friend. It comes from giving up control of your situation and putting it in the hands of Jesus. Now I want to pray. Father, thank you for the promise of peace that the world can't understand and the world can't steal it away. Father, for every listener today whose heart is anxious, I just ask that your presence would fill their home. Fill that car where they're riding in and listening to the radio right now. Fill their mind, God. I ask you to quiet the noise and steady their thoughts and remind them that you are still in control. Let the Prince of Peace rule again in our hearts. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm Keith Manley, and this has been Fresh Oil. Remember, every problem has a promise. Join me tomorrow.
Every day, people smile on the outside, while their hearts are quietly breaking on the inside. They go through the motions of faith, but deep down, they feel empty, anxious, or lost. In Matters of the Heart, author Keith Manley takes you on a journey inside to understand how God designed your spirit, soul, and body to live in harmony. You'll discover what breaks the heart, what drains the soul, and how the healing presence of Jesus can restore what's been shattered. It's time to stop living wounded and start living whole. Because when God heals the heart, everything else begins to change.
Check out my new book, Matters of the Heart. It's available today on Amazon.com in hardcover, paperback, and the Kindle version.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.